From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The media company created by Martha Stewart is struggling this week with the question of what to do about its founder. There are widespread reports suggesting she may resign from the company's board of directors any day. Stewart was convicted on obstruction and conspiracy charges last Friday. Now executives at Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia are looking for ways to keep the company alive without Martha Stewart. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
This week, you could still watch Martha Stewart reruns on the Food Network.
Well, believe it or not, the orange wasn't named for its color. It's actually a word derived from an ancient language of India, meaning fragrant. And there are more than 400 varieties of oranges.
But bit by bit, the media empire that Martha Stewart built was beginning to erode. Viacom said it was canceling Stewart's main syndicated program on the stations it owns outright. The New York Times syndicate said it would distribute Stewart's column under a different name. Other changes are expected. When a federal court jury convicted Stewart of lying to investigators, her company's share price plunged, and it hasn't recovered. For investors, the problem is obvious. There has hardly ever been a company as closely tied to a single personality as Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia. In reality, the company is anything but a one-woman show. Richard O'Leary, president of Future Brands, says over the years, Martha Stewart has hired a large team of gifted people.
There is a philosophy and ethos, which that team knows very, very well, because they helped manage it. To have been as successful as Martha Stewart is as an institution, there's a lot of people behind that besides her.
O'Leary says that with that team in place, the company can continue to run on autopilot, even without Stewart around. Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia also has another advantage. Stewart has cultivated a large following of loyal fans who continue to buy her products, people like schoolteacher Kathy Hussey.
I may not buy things quite as freely as I did before. But if I see something that's really, really pretty and I think I could really use it, I would buy it not just because it's Martha's, but because I really like it.
Hussey was shopping in Jefferson City, Missouri this week. Nearby was Church Secretary Natalie Abbott. She says she's bothered by Stewart's actions.
What she did was wrong, and that's why I think she should be punished for it. But I do think that she, you know, regardless of that, I'm still going to buy her products because I really like them. So.
Still, Martha Stewart's housewares and gardening supplies represent a relatively small portion of the company's business. By far, the most revenues come from publishing, which includes magazines like Martha Stewart Living. And ever since Stewart's troubles began, advertisers have been slowly abandoning her. Robert Pasikoff, president of the market research company Brand Keys, says that's a big problem for the company.
The company is cash rich and without debt, which is a nice situation to be in. The bad news is that the media side of the empire is really starting to crumble.
Last year, Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia recorded its first annual loss. It blamed that on Stewart's personal problems. The company is trying hard to separate itself from its founder. It has a new magazine called Everyday Food and a new TV show about pets, and neither really mentions Stewart. Richard O'Leary of Future Brands says that's the right approach.
I think the overall strategy has to be to embrace what's behind the Martha Stewart brand in terms of its essence, in terms of what people like about it, in terms of what people buy.
But O'Leary says the company should have started doing this sooner, before Stewart's troubles began. As for Stewart herself, she remains by far her company's biggest shareholder. But the controversy that now surrounds her means she can no longer be the public face of Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia, at least not anytime soon. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.